Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday, we began a new message, which I've entitled First Fruits or Withered Fruits, and we've been looking at the life of King Asa as recorded in 2 Chronicles, the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapter. And there's some very important lessons that we can learn from his life. And as we see in the opening verses of chapter 14, in verse 2, it says, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. The first thing he did was to tear down the groves, the images, those things that were dedicated and represented false gods. He basically cleansed Judah and encouraged the people to seek the Lord their God, the God of their fathers. And basically, revival broke out. And because of what he did, they had peace or rest, because God had given him rest, for about 10 years. And they were able to fortify their army. They were able to build their cities, put walls and towers around them. And then we see, because so often that happens when we take a stand for the Lord, the enemy will challenge our faith. And that's exactly what happened. It says in verse 9 of chapter 14 that Zerah the Ethiopian, with a host of 1,000 and 300 chariots, came to him in Maresha. And so Asa went out against him, and they said battle in array. And what Asa did then, as recorded in verse 11, it said he cried to the Lord, and it was a magnificent prayer, because he said, Lord, it's nothing with you to help, whether there are many or whether there are fewer, or with those that have no power. He was referencing themselves, because they were outnumbered 2-1, basically. He said, for your name's sake, Lord, we rest on you, and in your name we go out against them, against this huge multitude. And he declares, Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against thee. What a beautiful prayer that we can pray in that similar fashion. When the enemy comes against us, we can say, Lord, don't let the enemy prevail against you. We are yours. We are surrendered to you. And many of you need to hear this message right now. You're being embattled. The enemy has come against you with all kinds of negative thoughts. Circumstances are just as adverse as they can be. Well, be encouraged. Just put yourself, you know, it helps to read the Word of God and try to, through the power of a good imagination which God has given us, put yourself in their shoes. Imagine what he felt like. I mean, that's a pretty fearful situation, to be outnumbered 2-1 and have this host of trained soldiers come against you. And in verse 11, it says, he cried unto the Lord his God. Praise God. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. Notice that Asa cried unto the Lord. Jesus said in Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Jesus didn't say, maybe you would have them. He said, you would have them. Asa called unto the Lord, and he didn't stand around crying or complaining about the odds. He cried unto the Lord, and then notice, he did something. He did something else. The Bible says he went out in the name of the Lord. He didn't pray and then say, like a lot of us may do today, well, my situation is different, or I can get the victory for everybody else, but when I pray, the Lord just doesn't seem to hear my prayers. No, he prayed, and then he put action to his faith. He acted on that prayer, and he went out to battle in the name of the Lord. When we think of that desperate situation that occurred early in the reign of Saul, the camp of the Philistines were arrayed against them, and they had this huge giant Goliath who terrorized them and taunted them and ridiculed them. And it took little David, who was just but a youth. He wasn't a trained soldier. He was a shepherd boy. But he said to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts." And he was confident. He said, "I'll have your head today." And that's exactly what happened. God gave tremendous victory that day because of a faith of a young man. Sometimes you might feel so insignificant, beloved, but your faith could be the very key that brings victory, not just in your own life, but to others who are struggling and facing defeat, sure defeat, but for someone with faith to intercede and to act in the name of the Lord. And so Asa, he called unto the Lord, and as Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter, verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Asa did something else that we need to see. And, you know, it's very important. Asa said, "We rest on thee." Beloved, it's so important to rest on the Lord. And it says, "We rest on thee, and in thy name we go out against this multitude." The way we can be assured of getting God's help in our time of battle is to trust and then rest on him. There's a rest to the people of God, and that rest comes by faith. That's what trust is. It's absolute assurance that God has heard, and not only that, that he's going to undertake and he's going to intervene. Beloved, this is active faith, and if ever we need active faith, we need it today. Faith gives you the substance of the things that you are hoping for and delivers the evidence of things that you don't yet see. Verse 12 tells us that the Lord did as Asa had prayed and smote the Ethiopians, and they fled. Hallelujah. It says, "So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." And not only, verse 13 going on, it says, "Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, so that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil." Hallelujah. When God came on the scene, beloved, the enemy took to their heels. And when God comes on the scene in your life, beloved, the enemy will be put to flight. When the enemy, you know that scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now I know, I've heard it preached. It should read, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Well, I believe both are true. And I can relate certainly to the times when the enemy has come in like a flood. And surely the Lord did lift a standard. This certainly was the case in Asa's situation. The enemy surrounded him. They were outnumbered 2-1. But God, because he trusted in God, God did an amazing thing and gave wonderful victory. Asa believed God, and God did it. And beloved, what does the word say? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And as I was thinking about this message, actually, there's a twofold purpose, if you will. It's certainly for every one of us. As we begin our new life in Christ Jesus, we need to understand we're going to be tried, we're going to be battled. In fact, our entire Christian life, we'll never come to a place when we aren't tried and tested. But it's also for the churches. There are so many churches today, beloved, who started out doing the right thing for God. So many of our denominations, the mainline denominations, started out in the fire of God, in the power of God, in the gifts of the Spirit. If you know your church history, you'll know this is true. The mainline denominations, they started out doing good and right in the sight of God, and it was wonderful. They experienced the power of God. But beloved, if we get out of the will of God, we're open to disaster. As we go on looking at what occurred in the life of Asa, the king of Judah, we see in chapter 15, we need to see what the Spirit of God tells us through the prophet Azariah as he went out to meet Asa. And this is chapter 15, verse 1. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. He was speaking to the whole congregation as well. The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel hath been without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law. He was speaking of the time where there was all kinds of idolatry occurring. But when they in their trouble, speaking of recent history, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And what happened when Asa heard this? The prophecy of Oded, as well as the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage, put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Praise God. So we see he obeyed. You know, it says, believe the Lord your God, and believe his prophets, and you will prosper, you will be established. Well, he was willing to do that. And God did it for him. Well, my time is gone, and the time's just flying by. We'll continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you'll be able to join me. And the announcer will give our contact information if you have prayer requests. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.